This is a Raid Replay from 1996. The views expressed in this program do not necessarily reflect those of Raid or anyone connected with the Raid Report. This is the Raid Report. Various radio clubs and repeater groups exist for specific reasons. Contesting, DXing, direction finding, public service, disaster preparedness. And then there's the Lambda Amateur Radio Club, whose president is Nick Altenbern, KA1MQX.
It's a ham club for gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgendered hams and their friends and supporters. We drew up a constitution and bylaws maybe 8 or 10 years ago. Before that, it was a sort of informal network going back farther than I'm aware of, I think into the 70s or maybe back even into the 60s. When we had the formal constitution drawn up, we became a more of an organized club with elected officers and with a membership roster and a newsletter, which now comes out monthly, providing I remember to get our newsletter editor a monthly column. It comes out monthly. We're now an affiliated club with the ARRL.
You had troubles with the League.
It started when we submitted a classified ad to QST. It ran for 1 month only. The story we had is that when that issue of QST hit the mailboxes, their switchboard lit up like a Christmas tree, and they pulled the ad at that point. We tried to persuade them to continue advertising. It's essentially the ad which is running right now in QST.
And what does that say?
Join the Lambda Amateur Radio Club for gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgendered hams and their friends. Monthly newsletter, on-air meetings, de-expeditions, and local chapters. For more information, write to LARC, P.O. Box 24810, Philadelphia, 19130-2405, or send email to lark@net-quest.com. We tried to persuade the League to publish it. I guess it went back and forth a great deal among the directors. They simply refused to have anything to do with it. Connecticut, at some point along the line, passed a law, I don't remember exactly what it's called, something like an equal access law. Based on that law, we thought that we might be able to have a case against them for not accepting our advertisement. The Lambda Legal Defense and Education Fund undertook the case for us over a couple of years of negotiation. The case, it was not in fact a suit, and it never went to court. It was settled out of court, and I think settled finally amicably. After negotiations, the League and the club reached a final settlement. The situation now is that we advertise every month in QST, and we are an affiliated club of the League. This past Dayton, I had a marvelous conversation with Dave Sumner, which I think he's listed as the publisher of QST and the vice president of the League. He's a top officer of the League. I don't remember the exact one. He was the point man for the League when they were maintaining their case against us. I think that was his official position. He's more or less our contact man. He sees our newsletter every month. I've chatted with him, and he's been friendly and accepting and encouraging to us. So we now feel that we have become more an established part of ham radio, which is what we have striven to do over the years. Our intention is to present to ham radio, the ham radio community, and through them to the larger community, an image of gay people as ordinary citizens doing the things that ordinary citizens do. And now that we're a part of the establishment of ham radio as an affiliated club of the League, we think that makes our point better.
But why a gay, lesbian, amateur radio club in the first place?
That's always a difficult sort of question to answer. In any sort of community, society, there will be clubs and subclubs for various sorts of people.
I'm not aware that there's a gay, lesbian Toastmasters or a gay, lesbian Lions Club or Rotary Club. In amateur radio, the ironic part is you really don't know the sexual persuasion or much else, let alone the appearance of another person, when you talk to them on the radio. So why is it so important to have a gay, lesbian amateur radio club comprised of those of that persuasion?
Well, when the subject comes up on the air, as it does from time to time, of course, now that we are out and open about being there, you discover that there's a very great deal of homophobia out there. People who, for one reason or another, dislike, distrust, hate, fear gay people. As far as I've ever been able to tell, this dislike and distrust is essentially irrational. There's no reasonable basis for it. It's based on ignorance of who we are and of who we are not. And if we have a group within amateur radio, the people who don't know us and don't understand us or misunderstand us will have a chance to see better who we are. In addition, it gives something of a safe place for people who are gay and who are interested in amateur radio to gather together to share our common interest in amateur radio in an environment which is safer for us than the larger amateur radio community sometimes can be. We've also managed to provide an avenue in for younger people. We have a few younger members who might not have gotten interested in amateur radio, but because there's a club of gay people where they can feel safe to begin with, they can manage a contact with amateur radio that they might not otherwise have managed. There are gay groups of all sorts in all sorts of sub-interest groups. You say there's not a gay Toastmasters, but I think there very well may be for precisely the same sort of reason, to provide a sub-environment within the sub-environment of Toastmasters for those who are gay, to support each other and present the proper appearance of gay people to the larger Toastmaster community so that such people will be enlightened better about who we are and come to understand that we're ordinary citizens. This is the job that Lambda strives to do in the amateur radio community.
How many members do you have today and where?
I just looked over the roster a few minutes ago, and the latest one I have printed up is from August. It has 99 people on it. I think we've added perhaps a dozen more since that roster was printed. Most of our members in the United States. We have about a dozen members in Europe. We've had inquiries from South America. I think we've had a couple of inquiries recently from the Far East as well. I think we had an Australian inquiry recently. I don't think we have any Australian members at the moment. Potentially, we're all over the world, and in fact, we cover a good bit of it at the present time. Since the ad has appeared in QST, we've had a certain noticeable increase in inquiries.
What kind of public service do you participate in as a club?
Well, we've done a number of things. I mean, aside from the obvious thing that I was telling you about the presenting the better image to the larger world, we've also been fundraising for Dave and Dorothea Mann. VP2E and VP2MM, I think, are their calls. They provide a lot of emergency service during hurricane season in the Caribbean. In Hurricane Luis, they suffered major damage to all their radios. We raised a lot of money to help with the repair, the shipment and the repair of those radios. We've provided some money for the children of a ham whose wife was killed in Montserrat. We visited Montserrat March of 93, I guess. We did a satellite operation from there, and the local ham club, the Montserrat Amateur Radio Society, was very welcoming to us. The next year, they began to have volcano problems there, which have continued. And in the process of doing some emergency work for the volcano, one of the ham's wives was killed, and he was very badly injured. There was a fundraising effort to help support the education of their children, and we made a contribution to that.
Can I assume that both situations involve straight people, or were these of gay and lesbian persuasion?
Dave and Dorothea Mann are as straight as a stick, as far as I can tell. And they're also members of Lambda. The Montserrat folks, I'm sorry, I don't have their name immediately at hand. As far as I know, that was perfectly ordinary, straight family.
It's important to point that out so that the listener realizes that you're not just a...
We do public service wherever our public service can help. It doesn't make any difference. That's what our public service is for. That's really what public service is, after all.
I've been speaking with Nick Altenbern, KA1FQX, president of the Lambda Amateur Radio Club, based in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. For the Rain Report, I'm Hap Holly, KC9RP.
This has been a RAIN replay from 1996.
As a postscript to this program, the Lambda Amateur Radio Club appears to be defunct.
The RAIN Report is copyright 1990-2013 RAIN. All rights reserved.